Should we support Ukraine? The real issue is this. Should the world tolerate Putin's violent revisionist imperialism? When framed that way, Ukraine is not just a recipient of aid, it's the front line of a much larger confrontation between authoritarian conquest and international law, between aggression and accountability. Here's how to break that reframing down. It's not about supporting Ukraine. That sounds like a moral favor. This is about stopping a pattern of behavior that, if left unchecked, will extend beyond Ukraine's borders and possibly beyond Europe. It's about Putin's pattern. Crimea, 2014. Annexed by force, no meaningful consequences. Georgia, 2008. Partial occupation, same story. Ukraine, 2022. Full-scale invasion, mass atrocities, targeting civilians. Next, Moldova, the Baltics, NATO states. Putin has publicly stated that the collapse of the Soviet Union was a tragedy and that he intends to restore Russian greatness. This is not bluster. It's a blueprint. Precedent matters. If Russia is allowed to carve up Ukraine or drag it into permanent instability, what message does that send to China and its ambitions toward Taiwan, Iran and its influence in the region? Any authoritarian leader who sees violence as a way to solve political problems? Cost now versus cost later is cost. This is Michael. It's not just our tax dollars, it's our way of life.